Hello, my name is Valia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you today?
Well, I'm trying to find out how
I can get a COVID vaccine.
Yes, ma'am. I can provide you with a telephone number that you can call, and they can further assist you.
What? I've registered with the state of Alabama. I've registered with Jefferson County. I've registered with UAB weeks ago. And people are getting appointments that registered long after I did. I don't understand why I can't. My husband has, if my husband gets COVID, he's going to die. I mean, I'll just be honest with you.
Yes, ma'am.
So I need somebody to help me figure out what's going on, why people are getting appointments when I can't.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I don't have that information. I can provide you with a telephone number that you may call, and they pre-register citizens, but only for their county health department.
We're already registered.
With the county health department?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
State of Alabama, with Jefferson County, with UAB.
If you've already pre-registered with these different places, ma'am, my advice would be to you is to call the different locations that you pre-registered at, such as UAB and your county health department, and see what's the hold up. It could be that they don't have the vaccine in. It could be that their waiting list is way full, because a lot of the waiting lists are full and they don't even have appointments available until April. A lot of the counties are out of the vaccine. I'm not sure. I don't have that information to know what's going on in your county. But you could, provide you with this telephone number. It's a vaccine appointment, and they could pre-register you with your local county health department, and maybe they could provide you with more information that I don't have.
Well, I've tried all the phone numbers, and they're all recordings saying you must re-register on the online.
Yes, ma'am.
There's no live human being that answers it. That's all.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Trying to find a person like you that could give me some information.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Person.
Yes, ma'am, I understand what you're saying. But yes, ma'am, I don't. What county are you calling from?
Jefferson. I mean, they used to have a drive-through clinic with no appointment. They have one in Montgomery today, and I was willing to drive down there, except I didn't know about it till today. And
yes, ma'am, they've had it all week.
Yeah, I didn't know about that till today, and there was no way I could get down there and get in line before the vaccine was gone. Do you know of any other drive-through, no appointment needed?
No, ma'am. The only two that I know of, one is located in Selma. I don't have the address, and it's one located here in Montgomery where I'm located at, out there at the old Montgomery Mall, which they've been doing since Monday, and today is the last day.
Right, yeah. But they didn't publish that until, I didn't even see it on the news till today, and it's a little late
ma'am.
To try to get that. I'm fixing to have a mental breakdown over this. I need to find somebody who can help us.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
So you don't have any number other than the normal published ones, which nobody answers anyway, right?
I don't. The only number that I have is the number to call to get pre-registered at your local county health department. I don't have any numbers outside of that at all.
So Jefferson
actually,
County 205-858-2221.
Yes, ma'am. I have that number as well.
They don't ever answer the phone.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, and I wish I could provide you with Hold on. I'm looking in Jefferson County. I'm trying to look up Jefferson County right now and see if maybe they could tell me what's going on. I've had a lot of people calling in from Jefferson County. And actually, Jefferson County, they are wanting to register their own citizens. They're not wanting anyone else to register their citizens. And I don't know why.
And I'm already registered there. But the thing that is making me crazy is my daughter-in-law, who is young, registered like last week, and she's already got an appointment
with the Jefferson County Health Department.
A month, yeah. It just makes no sense to me at all. You know, I can't even talk to a person to say, can you verify that you that you haven't thrown it out or something? Why are people going before me that registered after me? It makes no sense whatsoever. I don't know. I'm seriously thinking about driving to Florida because I know people down there, and they said they're taking anybody from anywhere. I mean, I know we're a nation for doing this. So, you know, I don't feel like I have any hope at all anymore to get it one here.
Yes, ma'am. I can understand what you're saying. From what I'm looking at, Jefferson County, the quantities are limited, and it's taking longer in order to provide the vaccine for the public and it to be in the provide the vaccine to the public and for everyone to be vaccinated. And it says see here for more information, but it's not giving me anything else. Until vaccine is widely available and used by our community, everyone in Jefferson County should continue to use their complementary public health practices, such as wearing your mask and maintaining social distancing. And that's all it's giving me in Jefferson County. As I stated earlier, the number that I can provide you with, they're not even registered Jefferson County citizens, so they wouldn't have anything on Jefferson County either. Jefferson County has their own telephone number that they're wanting their citizens to call, and I think you just said you've been calling it on 858-2221. They have that telephone number that they want their citizens to call. And, ma'am, I don't have any information on Jefferson County at all. I'm sorry. I wish I could further assist you.
Well, what is the state of Alabama's policy? Do you have to live in the county where you get the vaccine?
That's the way that they want it to be, but it's not working out that way. People are going wherever they can to get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, if I knew where a drive-through site that was giving it without appointments, then I would go get it. But I can't even get that information. You don't have any information about drive-through, no appointment needed sites anywhere in Alabama?
Hold on for 1 second. Eight cities get mass COVID vaccination sites in Alabama. Where are they? Let me see. It's saying drive-through vaccine clinics open this week in Mobile, Auburn, and Birmingham. New locations in Anniston, Dothan, Montgomery, Selma, Tuscaloosa, and Huntsville will open next week.
Yeah, the only problem is that you have to have an appointment, and they won't give me an appointment. You know, I
it says drive-through clinic, no appointment needed.
And where is that?
It's just hold on, it's not telling me. Well, drive-through vaccine clinics, no appointment needed. Open this week in Mobile, Auburn, and Birmingham. Hold on, let me see if I can directly look in Birmingham. Hold on. Hold on for 1 second. Drive-in vaccine, COVID. Hold on for 1 second.
Okay.
First day of drive-through COVID vaccination at Parker High.
Okay, and according to the news, you have to have an appointment, but they're giving a limited number of people who don't have an appointment because it's an underserved community, and I don't live in that underserved community.
Yes, ma'am, I understand what you're saying.
I mean, is this, there's just no help for any of us people out here? There's just no help from the state?
If they are registered, they will skip a step to go to the line to get processed. If they were not registered, there would be an additional step. Okay, from what I'm understanding, it says they're not turning you around if you're not registered. It says if they are registered, they will skip a step to go to the next line to get processed and get vaccinated. If they are not registered, there would be an additional step where they would have to complete some paperwork.
Yeah, but it doesn't say for this underserved community.
I've gotten the part I'm looking now. I've gotten, I'm still hearing a seven audition.
I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not racist or anything, but this is in a African-American area, and I am not African-American. And if I go there, I don't think they're going to give me the vaccine because they're trying to vaccinate those in that particular community.
That's not what it's saying. That's not what I'm reading here.
Okay.
What it does tell me is there are no spots available at Hoover Mick or UAB Highlands. They are all booked up until April.
Okay.
But there are some spots still open at Parker.
Okay. Well, I guess I can go try to drive over there and see if they'll give me one.
Yes, ma'am.
The only thing I know, I mean, I live 5 minutes from the Hoover Met, and I've been registered there forever.
Yeah, they is saying they don't have any appointments.
Yeah, but that's not the truth. That's what's so frustrating to all of us.
Yes, ma'am.
Because my daughter-in-law registered last week, and she's already got an appointment this afternoon from UAB. So why don't we? I mean, I don't know. There's got to be somebody somewhere that can straighten all this stuff out. I mean,
yes,
there's
ma'am.
I can't. Thousands of people like me who are just fixing to lose their sanity over this.
No, ma'am, don't lose your sanity over it. You know, you pray about it. You know, you don't let the devil win, ma'am. You pray about it, you know, and move forward. You know, continue to do what you've been doing in order to keep yourself safe this far. You know, we've all been dealing with this thing for over a year, and I've been blessed, and I haven't came in contact with COVID, and neither has none of my immediate family come in contact with COVID. So, ma'am, you continue to do what you do and wear your face mask and keep your hand sanitizer until you can receive the vaccine. I know it is frustrating, and you know, but
we haven't left the house in a year.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to load on you.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
It's somebody's fault. It's somebody's fault, and they need to do something other than what they're doing.
Yes, ma'am, I understand exactly what you're saying, you know. And we have no control over it. You know, the state of Alabama has no control over, you know, COVID. COVID is new to everyone. The vaccine is also new to everyone.
I know, but, you know, when they show on TV that they've given 300,000 doses and they've been allotted 700,000 that are already in the state. Why aren't they giving them?
Yes, ma'am.
Why
I'm not sure.
They give them 40% of what we have been given by the federal government is what we have actually given in people's arms.
Yes,
I mean, there's
ma'am.
Just no that. Anyway, I'll let you go. I didn't mean to.
No, ma'am. It's fine. It's okay. I wish I could give you further information, but I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't have the information.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day, ma'am. Bye-bye.